Welcome to Cults Daily. Every day in April, we're breaking down various predictions made by different cult leaders. Today, we're discussing the beliefs of the Church of God preparing for the Kingdom of God. In the fall of 2008, Pastor Ronald Wineland announced that the final seventh seal referenced in the book of Revelation had been opened, signaling the start of a countdown to end times. Sound intriguing? Just wait. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for a brand new episode of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, enjoy. On May 26, 2012, Pastor Ronald Wineland of the Church of God Preparing for the Kingdom of God reached out to his followers via a blog post.
They knew immediately that his words carried heavy importance. Tomorrow, May 27th, was the festival of Pentecost, the 50th day after Easter. 3.5 years earlier, Wineland had predicted that this date would mark the second coming of Jesus Christ and the start of what could be a global nuclear apocalypse.
But the pastor delivered good news in his blog post. God had seen their church's devotion and generosity and had responded with mercy. He had given them one more year on earth.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. Welcome to the 9th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing the beliefs of the Church of God preparing for the Kingdom of God. This predominantly internet-based group is a splinter sect of the Worldwide Church of God. In the fall of 2008, Pastor Robert Wineland announced that the final seventh seal referenced in the book of Revelation had been opened, signaling the start of a countdown to end times. In the coming years, he continued to reschedule the apocalypse, as one after another of his predictions failed to come true.
When Ronald Wineland prophesied that Armageddon would begin on May 27, 2012, it's doubtful his followers were surprised. The pastor had been preaching about the apocalypse for most of his adult life. During the 1980s, Wineland had served as a minister for the Worldwide Church of God, a radio-based ministry that had been making apocalyptic predictions since the 1930s. Its founder, Herbert W. Armstrong, had first suggested that the end times would begin in 1975.
After Armstrong's death, Wineland broke with the Worldwide Church of God, taking a number of his flock with him. In 1998, he founded the Church of God Preparing for the Kingdom of God.
Operations were based in Cincinnati, Ohio, but his congregation was global. Every Saturday afternoon, he released audio file sermons that could be downloaded by listeners around the world.
These sermons invariably focused on the second coming of Jesus Christ and the end times as described in the book of Revelation. Because Wineland's church was going to be so influential during these tumultuous times, one of the best ways for his followers to prepare was by paying tithes and making donations. In December of 2002, Wineland informed his flock that he planned to open a Swiss bank account in his own name to hold church funds for the purpose of what's coming.
Wineland announced that he had been chosen as God's end-time apostle and prophet of the end times, which were due to commence on September 30th, 2008. According to Wineland, this would begin with a nuclear attack on the United States that would kick off World War III. Not long afterward, he released a video titled "A Warning to Mockers," which promised that his critics would soon be punished with a sickness that will eat them from the inside out.
But September 30th came and went without any sign of the nuclear holocaust Wineland had promised. However, the pastor had an explanation. This was merely a calculation error. The true date of the apocalypse had now been revealed as the upcoming Pentecost holiday, May 27th, 2012. But before that date arrived, he would find himself in another kind of trouble. On November 10th, 2011, he was indicted on 5 charges of tax evasion for concealing the Swiss bank account. During the trial, prosecutors laid out the myriad of ways he had used the church funds for personal use. A federal grand jury found him guilty on all five counts on June 13, 2012. He was sentenced to 42 months in prison.
But bars couldn't keep God's apostle from spreading his grim prophecies. During his sentence, Ronald Wineland continued releasing audio sermons online. On the eve of May 27th, he pushed the apocalypse back a year. When that deadline came and went without any significant global events, Wineland adjusted his prophecy to a future Pentecost that would arrive after much suffering had occurred on Earth.
His prison sentence concluded in 2016. In September of that year, he released a new book, Prophecy Against the Nations, placing Pentecost 2019 as the date of the Second Coming. Like all of his past predictions, it passed without event.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.